huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Handling stress, pressure, maybe a reduction in income, figuring out how to be positive, productive, and profitable in the lockdown. So if you're in the UK, we are in lockdown 77.0. And I have done videos and content on this before. I have had 4 very common questions about the lockdown. And people are struggling, and I want to honor that. And I'm going to answer those 4 questions in some detail, though won't be too long. And the common questions I've been getting, number one, are how do you stay positive and productive when the world isn't? Number two is, how do you handle kids in lockdown, especially as an entrepreneur? Number 3 is dealing with depression in the lockdown. And then I will share the 4th one with you towards the end. So the first one, how do you stay positive in the lockdown when the world isn't? Well, you have to shut out the noise. It's as simple as that. So you have to cultivate your social media feeds very carefully. You have to curate your friendships very carefully. You have to be very careful the media and influences you put in your head. So I've made a commitment through the lockdown. I'm only having one conversation per day about the government, about Boris, about Trump, about the lockdown. One conversation a day only. And that's it. And if someone else wants to talk to me about it and I've had my one conversation, bye. Because I have to protect your energy. You know, people say time is money. I'd say time is energy. You must protect your energy. Now, when you go down your feed and you see something that you don't like and triggers you, block it, unfollow it, unfriend it, ban it, report it. Fuck it off. You've got to. Because, I mean, how many times are you getting triggered now? Triggered by social media, triggered by politics, triggered by the divisive nature of, you know, latent opinion. And the whole world is scared on a mass humanitarian level. You know, we've not had a pandemic of fear like this on a global humanitarian level, probably since the Second World War. I mean, and I wasn't there to experience it. So the next thing is the books you read, the podcasts and audio programs you listen to, the Clubhouse rooms at Rob Moore, the Clubhouse rooms at Rob Moore that you join. Curate them very carefully. Now, the problem you have here is good news is not that exciting. Positivity is not that alluring when you compare it to a good old debate, argument, discussion, rant, trolling, outing, or cancel culture. So I used to go to university, and my friend Trigger always used to be sick every time we went out. And every time Trigger was going to be sick, he'd put his hand up and go, lads, I'm going to be sick, eh? And we'd all have to watch him. Now, no one wants to watch anyone be sick. Who wants to watch? But you had to watch him. Oh, I can't watch. And you're watching. And that's what bad news is like. That's what negativity is like. We are programmed to be more attuned to negativity. So you have to take control. So people have been saying to me recently, oh, Rob, have you seen this clubhouse room on this? Have you seen this Facebook group on this? Have you seen this outing of this? Have you seen this hate group? I'm like, nope, not seen it. I do not deal in drama. I deal in dollars. Sound like Grant Cardone. I do not deal in drama. I deal in dollars. I'm going to write that down as a quote. Here we go, Rob. That'll be on my new TikTok videos. I do not deal in drama. I deal in dollars.
Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
I'm doing TikTok videos now. I should have done this 2 years ago. If you're not doing TikTok videos, you should be doing them. I've sent them to my team, 5 TikTok videos inspired by Alex Dempleski, who I interviewed, who's got 10.9 million followers on TikTok in 1 year. You can find that interview on my page. Anyway, number two, people have been asking me this so many times. What do you do with your kids during lockdown? Well, this one's quite easy. Give them away. All right, look. Homeschooling is hard enough. I mean, raising kids is hard enough. Of course, it's rewarding, but it's hard. Homeschooling is even harder. But even the hardest is homeschooling when you're trying to run a business, especially as you're a single parent or if you're a single parent. So look, I feel you. Every parent I've spoken to is like, I hate homeschooling. My life is over. I want to kill my kids. No one has said, oh, yeah, love homeschooling. Yeah, my kids are getting ahead. They're going to be grade A students. We're all loving homeschooling, living the truth. No. No one has said that to me. So just know that this is the new normal. And if you can get them to write a sentence a week, you're probably doing all right. A tip, though, and I wrote a book called Routine Equals Results, which helps you compartmentalize your diary and batch your time and manage your time really well, would be to batch the times in the day, maybe before they get up and after they go to bed, you know, when you can get an hour or two's work done. Maybe you can batch in a bit of time when there's a couple of exercises they can do, you know, maybe without you, like maybe if they're doing live schooling or if they're doing something on their laptop. Now, look, I get it. You have to drop things at a moment's notice and help them out. And you can nick a few minutes here and a few minutes there. I get that. You can only do what you can do. And don't beat yourself up when you don't do anymore and you can't do anymore because you can't do anymore. Any single parent out there, I salute you. Hats off to you. You are awesome. Remember that. And don't beat yourself up and adjust your expectations because the world has changed. So look, just survival in lockdown 77.0, that's good enough if you're a single parent with kids in lockdown. And what I mean by that is, you know, look, if you could just get them through, give them a little bit of education, nick an hour or two's work here and there, you know, that's pretty good. Don't compare to how you think other parents are who are going, oh, look at me on social media. And don't compare yourself to how you think the perfect parent is in your head. Don't beat yourself up about what you're doing. You're doing all right. Obviously, if we're in full-on lockdown, you can't blag a bit of nannying, you can't blag a bit of babysitting. But if you could blag a bit of nannying and a bit of babysitting and a bit of help and support, call in all those favours, call in all those chits, it's worth doing. There's a lot of mum guilt. Oh, dad guilt too, but mum guilt out there about spending every minute of the day with your children. You don't need to, and you shouldn't actually, because it's good for them to be around other people to gain balance. All right, so two more tips I'm going to share with you. And the next one is dealing with depression. So unfortunately, more people are dealing with depression in the lockdown. And obviously, that hurts me to hear that. Now, I think the first thing is to define what depression is. So elation is seeing only good and all good and very good. Depression is seeing only bad and all bad and nothing but bad. So both are actually unrealistic, or at least unsustainable, because nothing is all good and nothing is all bad. So if you're feeling depressed, it's because you're only seeing the downsides of the lockdown, the downsides of the homeschooling, the downsides of the reduction in maybe your income. But if you were to look at the upsides, going maybe on longer walks, connecting with your family, pivoting to an online business model, which is going to be my fourth point, maybe questioning what you want to do with the rest of your life, considering if you want to be employed or if you want to start your other business or starting your side hustle. These are upsides. So when you focus on the problem and all the things that are wrong, you go down into it. It's like going into a black hole. Whereas if you think about the upsides, the benefits, what you're grateful for, how your future could be changed for the positive, where the opportunities are, then you'll lift yourself out of the depression probably quite quickly. Now, if you want to give yourself some help, then surround yourself with positive audiobooks in positive clubhouses, listening to positive podcasts around positive people, because what you put in your mind, you become. So be very aware and cognizant of what you're putting in your mind. And often when we're a bit of a stupor and a downer, we bathe in the downer. We bask in the glory of our depression, and we just attract more of it. A bit like my friend Trigger from university being sick and having to watch him. So don't go and bathe in it and become a victim and pull all people in going, oh, look at me, come and edify my sadness. Now, by the way, I just want to say one thing. If you feel like you're really medically unwell or there's a clinical element, please do see a doctor and please do reach out to a professional. Don't think I'm being flippant about that, because, if you are that bad, then you should definitely get some professional advice. Do not be scared to ask for help. Do not feel too proud to be vulnerable. Let people help you. It's a great gift to them, as well as it is hopefully helping you. You know, there's too much pride, especially with males. The whole movement of vulnerability, I think, has been really good to help us talk more and admit where we're struggling and not see asking for help as a bad thing and not having to fix and solve everything ourselves and suffer alone. And by the way, the people who suffer alone are often not people you expect, the comedians, the celebrities, the leaders, the millionaires and billionaires. No one is exempt of feeling lost, lonely and alone. But you must reach out for help and take full responsibility for getting good people around you, a good professional and personal and social network. Okay, so the fourth thing, people have been asking me, how do you make more money in lockdown? I've been made redundant, or I want to start a second income stream. So I've done a lot of content on this in clubhouses. So you should come and watch me in some of the clubhouses at Rob Moore. That's at Rob Moore. Not that I'm selling anything on Clubhouse. I'm not promoting. But there's many different business models that are working well in the lockdown. Obviously, things like online delivery is working very well. Accessible to anyone starting up and new would probably be e-commerce. So, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, Shopify, et cetera. And getting your products sold online and generating your leads and traffic online. Probably an even less risky and even more scalable and lower cost version of that business model is the information business. So turn your passion into your profession. Turn the information in your head into income in your bank account. And that's what I was fortunate to be able to do. I started in 2008 with my very first book. And now I have a nine is 100 million plus. I'm not quite there yet. An eight-figure income per year from my information business courses, masterminds, mentorships, supporter programs, Patreon programs, like I'm living this too. Thank you for being a Patreon and a supporter of me over the years. By the way, I'm really grateful. nearly 3,000 supporters now with, you know, extra premium content with me, meetups when the lockdown's done, shout outs, you come on my stories, we do socials and dinners, and you know, you get access to a lot of my online courses that I've charged people for just $3.49 a month for free. So thank you for being a supporter. I know many of you are watching. So you could start a consultation business. So you could help other people and support them in their times of need, or starting their business, or, you know, a therapist, a coach, a consultant, a trainer, an educator. And there's no stock, there's no overhead, there's no premises. There's just information in your head into an online course, maybe on Kajabi, or maybe on a premium channel like Patreon or supporters. If you've got a decent following in any of the YouTube channels, can you turn on the premium? If you haven't, just go and set up some kind of membership site and record all your content on, you know, maybe GoToWebinar, and, you know, create a good solution to a meaningful problem. And you, my friend, are going to start making more money. Have you made the pivot? Have you found out what your new customer is, where your new customer is, the problems and pains that your existing customers have that didn't exist for them a year or 18 months ago? Your money is in your solutions. So go and find these new problems, create the solutions, and you, my friends, will grow your business and your income. So these are the four questions I'm getting asked very regularly. Let me do a quick summary. Maybe we'll talk about a couple of things. Maybe we'll stick on a bit of a Q&A if you want to ask me any questions. I can see we've got a decent amount of people on the live. So I covered how to be positive when the world isn't, inoculating yourself from the fear of negativity and surrounding yourself with a positivity and productivity and solutions. Do not deal in drama, deal in dollars. Next thing was, how do you deal with the kids in the lockdown? Well, you know, hopefully you can have a bit of a plan of action for homeschooling them. Hopefully you can nick a bit of time in the morning and the evening, and in between, maybe when they're on live classes or doing exercises on their laptop, where you can do your side hustle or, you know, a bit of work. But don't beat yourself up and have realistic expectations until we're out of this lockdown. If you're feeling depressed, the lower you are in depression, the more you are focused on the pain, not the solution, on the bad, not the good, on the down, not the up. A balanced view, wisdom, is seeing the upside when you're down, but it's also seeing the downside when you're up. And people forget that. I get excited. I can get elated. I can get really high. And often when I'm really high and excited and everything is going well, actually, I often have problems and mistakes and challenges and breakages because I didn't see them because I was so blinded by thinking everything was good. In reality, there is good and bad in every day. There is good and bad in every situation. You know, there are no good days and there are no bad days. There's good shit and bad shit that happens every day. And I learned that when my business got to a certain size, there was no really good days and really bad days. In fact, I had to check myself. If I thought, oh, this was a really bad day, I had to be careful and go, do you know what? I'm missing some good stuff here. I need to make sure that my staff and my team and my clients know there's good stuff going on. Don't just get focused on the one or two things that I think are bad, that I'm making everything bad. You know, we make one thing everything, don't we? One thing's gone wrong. Oh, everything's gone wrong. Fuck my life. When in reality, it's just one thing. So be careful not to make everything from one thing. But then also when things are, the other side, when it's all good, remember there's challenges. So you're having a really good day. You think you're great. You get complacent. You get cocky. You get careless. Complacency, cockiness and carelessness. The three C's. I get called C as well, but it's a different one. So often when it's all good, I actually miss breakages and problems and issues because I was blinded by the one-sided. Look at me with my isms today. Don't be blinded by the one-sided. Okay, well, I've had fun tonight. I promised myself I would have an early night because I've been up late on all the clubhouse rooms and I'm hustling away in my new career. I retired, 8 months ago, operationally from Progressive. And I think most people knew I'd be filling that with something at some point. And one of the gifts of, you know, having systems and staff and operations and managers and processes is that you can go and do cool other stuff. So whilst I can't exactly say I've been slave laboring, I've been spending quite a lot of time on Clubhouse. I've been developing my TikTok content, you know, my personal brand strategy. I probably made connections with 10 or 20 Americans in the last 10 years. I've made connections with probably 200, 250 Americans in the last 10 days. It's been absolutely brilliant. So I hope to see you in Clubhouse soon. My username is @RobMoore. You need to follow me and so you can see the rooms I'm in and the content I'm doing. Hit the notifications tab. There's five events I'm running in the next week on Clubhouse. share your username in the comments so we can all connect with each other. It's been fun riffing with you. I am the most American English person there is. They're going to adopt me. It's been fun riffing with you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button if you think people need a bit of love and positivity and solutions. So hit that share button right now. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. You need to be following me on TikTok as well, at Rob More Progressive on TikTok. Felicity is just editing 5 videos I've sent her, but I'm going to commit right now, right here. Are you with me? Thanks, Alex Stempleski. You were the guy that, and thanks, Lewis House, for introducing us. But you were the guy that finally made me commit to TikTok. It's not about dancing. It's not for young kids. It's for all of us. But I'm going to do a video a day, every day for 365 days. That's my commitment once the first one goes out live. So follow me on TikTok at Rob More Progressive. I'll see you on the other side when you're all millionaires. And when you get to the end of your life and you're loaded, thanks to all the content that I've been sharing for you. Don't forget to cut me in on your will. thanks a lot. Love you all. I'll see you on the other side.